Verse 13, then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands under the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Now, Paul and Barnabas, they take attention from themselves. They are absolutely not only startled and amazed that these people want to worship them, but they're shocked by it, and they said, we're human beings just like you are. Remember, Peter did that before this man Cornelius. He said, when he bowed down before him, these people are pagan. He says, stand up, don't fall down before me. And my friends, we ought not to fall down before any man. A Christian is not to be obsequious or shine the shoes of anybody else. Or let me change that a little. It's all right to shine the shoes, I guess. But how about licking their shoes? There are some men whose tongues are black with licking the shoes of some man. And unfortunately, there are those in Christian work that are like that today. Oh, how tragic it is. You see, these people are just like we are today. They are that type individuals. Now notice, Paul continues on. He's pointing them to the living God. I'm reading verse 17 now, chapter 14 of Acts. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven, fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Now you see, he's presenting them the fact of a living God who is the Creator and not one of these heathen, pagan idols are the mythology of the Greeks. Verse 18, and with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people that they had done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he'd been dead. Now, friends, I'm amazed at this. One day they're ready to worship them. The next day they stone Paul to death. Isn't that like our nation today? We Americans are the same way. Follow fads. One time you see them with a hula hoop. And look at the dress today that we have adopted. My, I tell you, we're faddists in this country. Now they stone Paul, and it says they drew him out of the city supposing he had been dead. What do you think? I'll tell you what I think. I think he was dead. Paul tells of an experience that he had. He said, I knew a man once. Tells about that over in 2 Corinthians. He says that man, he says, was caught up to heaven, the third heaven. He said, I don't know whether he was in the body or out of the body. I can't tell. God knoweth. And who was that man? Well, it was Paul, because he says down verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Now, I'll talk about that in a rather exhaustive manner when we get to 2 Corinthians. But, friends, may I say to you, I believe that this man, Paul, was left dead. I don't think that crowd would have left him half dead. I think they left him dead. They supposed he was dead. And God raised him from the dead. And this man is to experience, as he tells the Galatians, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And this is what he had sowed, and this is what he reaped, friends. He had stood at the stoning of Stephen. Well, somebody says he's converted. Yes, but when you sow it, friends, you're going to reap it. I don't care what it is. And so later on, why, the same thing happened to him that happened to Stephen. What you sow, you'll reap.